Before we get started with the Accelerator podcast, I just want to let you know something. This podcast was slated to come out on June 13th, but I woke up the morning of June 12th to find out that our city, the city that I grew up in and around, the city of my friends and family, had been attacked. And of course, you know what's happened. Really, just a few miles down the road from Starter Studio in Canvas is a club called Pulse. And as you know, an unstable person took the lives of 50 plus other human beings. So I decided to push back this podcast just a couple of days. But what I realize is that life does go on, even when sometimes we don't know how it should, but it does. And Orlando's a great city. And we actually had two terrible tragedies happen in Orlando in a few days. But the reminder here is that, firstly, the people who brought this to our city did not come from our city. And secondly, we're not going to let these things, these people or their illness or ideology, take away the joy and strength of what is a really great American city. So I ask that you would continue to support those efforts, to support the families who have been impacted. Of course, our prayers and thoughts and support is with those families. And we remain Orlando strong.
So as you heard in our last episode, a handful of our starters have already given their pitches for demo day. And so far, so good. But what you're about to hear, I think you're really going to enjoy. This event is going off without a hitch. The production is great. The enthusiasm is, I guess I'd be exaggerating to say it's at a fever pitch, but there's definitely a lot of positive energy and supportive energy in the room.
Accelerate. Transitive verb. To bring about at an earlier time.
To hasten the progress or development.
To move faster. To gain speed.
To hasten the progress or development.
To pause.
To move faster.
Accelerate. You've mentioned before that you were really amazed how quickly this group kind of coalesced together and became a team. You know, they viewed themselves as class five, not just, you know, free agents, basically. So could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's continued, although it hasn't been as close-knit because the last couple of weeks we haven't been requiring them to be here as much, so they're not in as close of proximity. But some of them have definitely formed friendships, and we just had a pitch practice, and right before it, about an hour and a half before it, two of the companies were in another room practicing their pitches with each other, and then a third one came in, and then a fourth one came in. So completely unorganized by us, they're practicing their pitches together. They're working on their decks together. Thomas has helped a lot of them work on the look and feel of their decks. And they've definitely been giving each other feedback and help throughout the process, which has been great.
Donna McKenzie is the executive director at Canvas and Starter Studio. And right before demo day, she gave her final thoughts to the group.
I don't like being put on the spot either, Mark.
Now you know how I feel when you made the pitch like, just now.
Exactly. Thank you. Paybacks. Yeah. I'm truly so proud of how far everyone's come from. Cole was just talking about you would have quit had you not gotten into Starter Studio. And it made me flash back to sitting in that conference room just over there and you guys coming in and pitching and to see where you are now. Just a warning, I will be crying. I'm so glad Melissa will be on stage because I will be crying. You guys are going to be awesome. It's going to be a lot of fun. Just relax, enjoy it. And once you're part of the Starter Studio family, you're always a family member. So we will keep you very close as you continue on your journey and your much, much success. So thanks for being part of it.
So let's continue on with part two of Demo Day at the Dr. Phillips Center for Performing Arts in Orlando, Florida.
All right. So our next company is Backstory. Thomas Waterman is like a big ball of happiness. He makes everyone around him more optimistic and positive just by being in the room. We give him a really hard time for being a typical millennial, whatever that is. But his passion for making the world a better place is absolutely contagious. He even makes a sarcastic, pessimistic Gen Xer like me actually think that the world might be okay. So if you would like to hear how you can be a part of that awesomeness, please help me welcome Thomas Waterman of Backstory.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Waterman, co-founder of Backstory. And we're a team of storytelling enthusiasts that are going to revolutionize the way you connect with charitable causes by reinventing the online giving experience. And to show you why, I'd like to start with a quote. Social engagement begins when we share our stories. And social change happens when we agree together to change the endings. Now we're going to use engagement to help create the change in our community here in Orlando. Now before I tell you how, I want to start with a story about a girl I met named Kelly. Kelly's a high school at the Orange County Academy in Biflow. And while the name of the school sounds fancy, the area is anything but, as you can see. They lack the resources like adequate water and adequate education. And growing up there, Kelly has struggled to find direction in her life. She's also struggled with depression, despite her positive attitude and mothering nature with her peers. Now, luckily, that all changed when the nonprofit Artreach Orlando showed up to show them the world of art. And with the help of the Artreach teacher, Jen, Kelly was able to find the color in her life through creative expression with pen and canvas. Kelly told me that it gave her a distraction so she didn't have to focus on her daily struggles. She told me it gave her hope. And then after our conversation, she looked at me and said she wants to be a makeup artist one day. And I smiled, and of course I said, of course you will be. And she just began glowing and ran up and wrapped me in a big hug. And from that moment forward, all I wanted to do was make her dreams come true. Now that experience showed me two specific things. One, that emotionally engaging with a story and seeing the impact of charity dollars were game changers. And two, we need to get more people to have this experience to create more social change. Now that experience arose some clear questions. How are we going to get these stories online so it can scale to more people so they can create more good? And how are we going to enable these people to create real change and make a difference? The answer? Actionable stories. And with that concept, Backstory was born. Backstory is an online crowdfunding platform that shares stories about charitable causes, enables individuals, local companies, and organizations to join to make a real difference, and shows the impact of donation dollars once the goal is achieved. Our process is simple. We partner with local vetted nonprofits. We showcase their story, detailing the people in need and the people doing the good work. We build crowdfunding campaigns around these stories to enable people like yourselves and local companies or organizations to join. Then we give this campaign a tangible goal that once achieved, people will be able to see the exact impact that the goal created. Now, unlike traditional donation sites, as shown in the lower right quadrant, that focus just on getting money securely to a nonprofit and ends with a thank you email, Backstory dives deep into the story about the cause and the people in need, and we show the real impact of the dollars. And unlike traditional crowdfunding campaign sites, such as the one in the lower left quadrant, Backstory partners with and vets nonprofits locally and tells one story at a time, instead of just letting anyone start a campaign about anything. Now we've seen that this engaging and transparent process actually works. Surprise. When we partnered with Dave's House, our good friends here in the Orlando area, who is a local nonprofit solving homelessness in Central Florida, they were able to raise $4,000 using our process in 1 hour. And now five homeless people in Orlando not only have new permanent homes, they also have a new start to their life. Truly amazing. Now, we obviously want to help nonprofits like Artreach and Dave's House, and we want to help them engage with their current donors and inspire them and create new donor relationships, but we also want to help local companies tie their vision to social purpose. 91% of millennials today say they will buy a product from a company with purpose over one without. We want to help these companies have social purpose, which will improve employee morale, customer loyalty, and overall culture. And we want to make sure they have all the tools they need to show that they care more than just the bottom line. Now, using these partnerships will be our first venture into our business model. With every campaign sponsorship from a company, a fee will be attached tied to marketing and admin costs. Our secondary revenue source will be a story donation tip. With every individual contribution, a suggested option to contribute to our story will be thrown in. Now, this business model is our first venture into a rather substantial market, as you can see. Annually, hundreds of billions of dollars are given in America alone. And as you can see, the online experience is growing. And we want to accelerate that growth by giving people a meaningful experience online, not just a thank you email. Now, our roadmap is clear. We want to start with our first story. We want to make one meaningful difference. And then we want to start building momentum with weekly campaigns. After that, we realized that to make the biggest difference, we need scale. We need to utilize technology to scale this so we can create more social change, not only in Orlando and across America, but it sounds cheesy, but across the world. So to do that, we're going to build a platform that gives nonprofits the tools to engage and inspire their donors to create more donation possibilities. Now, why us? Starting with Alyssa, our lead developer, not only is she passionate about cats and software development, she's the resident cat lady at Canvas, just so you guys know, but she also cares about people. Even though she says she doesn't, I see her connect with individuals when we go to all these nonprofits. It's amazing. And Alex not only has a master's in finance from Crummers and a senior financial analyst job with Hilton, but she wants to add purpose to her life. We talk about how she's not content and she wants to do more. I think that's another beautiful thing. Now, me as a CEO, I quit my corporate job and my manager and my 5 days a week to work even more, to be able to be on this stage tonight to talk to each of you. And it's appreciated. Thank you for being here. Now, if you vibe with us and you connected with our story, please connect us to local nonprofits with a story to share. Connect us to local companies who want to tie their vision to social purpose. And can you yourself join the Storybacker tribe by going to backthestory.com? And one more thing, it's official. We are live tonight and we are opening up our first story and we want to show you guys a sneak peek. This story is about Artreach Orlando, who's bringing art to impoverished neighborhoods and schools, like I explained. This story is going to be about Kelly and students just like her. So please enjoy.
Artreach Orlando has been a wonderful partner in education for us.
Artreach and Art Period has just makes me feel like I'm a better person and I can just create so many beautiful things that I didn't know I could.
I don't know that Artreach changes their stories. I think they change their own stories.
Through art, a lot of things can come up too, because through that reflection of being able to sit there and you're just painting and you're having a moment to just sit.
I just really believe every student here deserves a happy ending.
Now, this is just our first story. We want to keep these going and have more impact here in Orlando. But if you'd like to back this story and positively change the endings of the stories for these students, go to backthestory.com today. It's live. It's ready. So I'll leave you with this. Together, we can change the world one story at a time. Thank you, guys.
All right. Our next company, Style Squad. When Jolene first arrived at Starter Studio, she was quiet, shy, unassuming. It would have been very easy to underestimate her, but that would have been a mistake. So her company, she's a non-technical founder of a technical company, and her company had a lot of milestones that it had to really get through. She faced a lot of challenges, one of them being the technology piece of her company, also some team issues that came up, and through sheer tenacity and hard work, she has taken this company from an idea to really an actual product. So what you're going to see today is a very strong, confident Jolene on stage with a product that will help other women also feel strong and confident. Please welcome Jolene.
Thank you for that introduction, Melissa. My name is Jolene Terracatic with Style Squad. On average, a woman spends up to 287 days of her lifetime deciding what to wear. Every morning, she spends 27 minutes. This is based on research done by a major British retailer, Marks & Spencer. They also found that 75% of the 2,000 women that they surveyed weren't confident in the outfit choice that they ended up making. 20% of the clothes in their closet were actually being used. So if we do the math, and a woman on average spends up to $4,800 on clothing per year, that means around $3,800 is wasted on clothes she might not ever wear or only wear once. Well, what if we can have instant access to fashion stylists at any time? What if we can get that unbiased second opinion so we don't end up making that purchase that we'll never wear? That is a solution that Style Squad offers. Style Squad is a mobile application that makes the task of deciding what to wear less daunting. It helps users feel confident in the choices they make so they can focus on more important things. Style Squad is a mobile application that offers a platform where users can get crowdsourced feedback from a community of stylists and peers. So let's pretend Christina has a job interview at a corporate location next week, so she wants to appear confident. She can sign into the app, choose to receive feedback, and then there she'll be able to take a picture. If she wants to, she can post multiple outfit options. So say she just wants an opinion on this outfit. She can either choose to post to the Style Squad community where she can get free crowdsourced feedback, or she can ask a stylist for a small fee, and Style Squad will get a cut of each fee made. When she clicks on Ask a Stylist, a list of the available stylists come up. She'll be able to click on any one of them to get more information. So say she's interested in Paola. She can see a brief bio of Paola, along with links to her website and Instagram, so she can get a feel for Paola's style. So say she really likes Paola's style and she wants to use her. She can click pay, and that's how easy it is for her to request feedback from a fashion stylist. Now, when Paola logs in, she'll request to give feedback. There she can see Christina's request, click on it, leave her advice on the bottom, and post it. And that's how quickly that Christina can get feedback from a fashion stylist. It's also beneficial for the stylist because they can gain greater exposure and also build credibility and trust with their existing and future clients. We're also going to offer style consultations where we charge users fees and implement affiliate marketing through recommendations that the stylists make. Of course, there is some competition. We have the subscription boxes like Stitch Fix and Trunk Club, which are clothing subscriptions handpicked by a stylist. But Style Squad is different because it offers a more do-it-yourself approach where users can choose their outfits and get instant feedback. We also have fashion inspiration sites like Polyvore and Lookbook, which are great for inspiration, but they don't offer access to stylists at all. Lastly, we have personal styling and shopping apps like Keaton Row and PS Department, which offer access to stylists, but the stylists make commission off the clothing that they sell. The clothing is very expensive. It's geared to a highly affluent market. Style Squad aims to make fashion stylists accessible to a budget of any kind. I am the CEO and founder of Style Squad. I got my business management degree from UCF. I also graduated from the Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandising in Los Angeles. During the time that I was in Los Angeles, I was able to assist various stylists, including celebrity stylist Daniel Musto. And I've held various management roles at clothing stores, so I have significant experience in the fashion industry. We plan to market the Style Squad application by hosting events at local boutiques where we encourage shoppers to try on and share using the Style Squad app. We also plan to do a lot of content marketing through fashion blogging, as well as cross-promoting with other fashion stylists, bloggers, and influencers. The app also has a viral nature. We're going to make it easy to share posts on the Style Squad platform to other social media networks. We are planning to launch in September, but for now you can join our Facebook group where we have an active community of about 200 members. And a couple times a month, we have stylists on the platform giving feedback and reviewing outfits. If you're interested, we have one tomorrow. Upcoming, we have the celebrity stylist that I mentioned, Daniel Musto, on there, so it's very exciting. So please join the group, and you guys enjoy the rest of your night. Thank you.
And now I want to introduce the executive director of Firespring Fund, Starter Studio, Canvas, and probably a few other things I don't know about to tell you some good news about the Firespring Fund. Give it up for Donna McKenzie.
Thanks, Greg. First of all, I just want to say what an honor it's been to be part of this class. Greg, Melissa, and in particular, Class 5, and I can't wait for you guys to get up here. Starter Studio takes companies as early as an idea stage, and through a hard 12 weeks, they're ready to launch their company. But what comes after that? What's next for them? Well, many will need funding. They all will continue to need the mentorship and the connections that they got through Starter Studio. So we need to continue along, continue this movement. I can feel this movement. It's palpable. It is growing every single day. And part of the gap in the funding and the Advanced Accelerator is Firespring Fund. That's where we're going to play. We opened applications about a month ago. I was expecting about 30 or 40 for this advanced accelerator and funding, the purpose of which is to get them to a stage where they can get capital from venture and angel groups. We got 116 completed applications, and this week we finished 25 interviews. Yeah, it's awesome. Clearly the demand is there, but most importantly, the talent's there. 25 applicants, we can only fund up to 4. We need more funding in Firespring Fund so we can accelerate these other companies. So I urge you today to give your time, your talent, your treasure, keep helping these starters grow.
All right. So next up is Advancing Technologies. So how many of you know anyone under the age of 45 who does not have a Facebook profile? So when when Ricky Alphonse showed up at Starter Studio with Advancing Technologies, he did not. So he is a technical founder of a tech company who was trying to stay off the grid. So we pointed out that that might make marketing a little bit difficult. And he realized that, and he really embraced this. And because he's so passionate about what he's doing, he stepped way outside of his comfort zone to move his company forward. And I'm also proud of the rest of the starters from Class 5 because they really rallied around Ricky and helped him. They helped him create a profile picture, which may or may not have ended up on a dating site. They helped him craft emails when he was feeling particularly introverted. And Ricky is just the kind of guy that he's so humble and hardworking that you just can't help but root for him. So I hope you all will help me root for him while he shows you what hard work, confidence, and persistence can do in 12 weeks.
I'm glad you tied that up in the end because it was not sounding good in the beginning. So as she stated, I'm the founder of Advancing Technologies. My name is Ricky Alphonse. I'm also the CEO of the company. So looking out at the crowd, you know, a lot of people I met in my 12 weeks that are in the program, a lot of people with different ideas and even my wonderful classmates who I'll be friends with for life. Everybody has a, you know, their own version of what they think technology is and how they can use it to improve people's lives. For me, it's the integration of technology and sports. So for myself, being a fan of combat sports, I look at all the other markets in sports as far as technology and the way it's trended with sports. So in football, you have the ability to track an athlete on the field. And soccer, they're doing the same thing with metrics and the speed and the force of their movements. I wanted to bring that same type of technology to combat sports. It's not only because I'm passionate about the sport and I love fighting, not myself, but the athletes. I love watching it, but to give them a way to take technology and integrate it in the sport. So a little bit about the sport. There's actually 41 to 50 million participants worldwide, actually in North America. It's an international sport, though. But if you take into account all of the different types of disciplines, you can see how that number is more realistic. So looking at martial arts and mixed martial arts being the fastest growing sport worldwide, you take the model of the UFC. It was founded in 1993. They sold it as a failing company for $2 million to the Fertitta brothers. And today it sits at a valuation of around $4 billion. So you can see the growth of the sport. And as well as, I believe people engage in the sport because it's about discipline, it's about honor, it's about movement. And you see that from your four-year-olds in karate class all the way to your favorite grandpa rolling around on the mat doing jiu-jitsu. So if you look at the athletes' training regimen, it's very strict, it's very lengthy. They tend to spend more time training than they actually do in the ring. Most times the training camps are around 6 weeks, 3 to 5 hour days, only for a 36-minute fight. And that's because these athletes need to protect themselves. They need to measure their movements. Everything is based off of movement and preparation, because a lack of preparation, it could lead to ultimately to death if they're not careful. So while these athletes are laying their lives on the line, I want to provide the athlete the tool to be that 21st century athlete, much like the football players and soccer players out there. So I've developed a patch for these athletes, the NEI Smart Patch. And why NEI? Because when you're in athletics, there's never enough information when it comes to your health, safety, and performance. So when I took this product out and I did a little bit of market research, 70% of these athletes were looking for a way to visualize their performance. Many of them rigging up devices like boxes and punching them to see what force they could imply on that device, on a box, for instance. So in addition, these athletes were also using secondary devices to see their biometrics and how their body was reacting to their movements. So Fitbits and other devices that, you know, that aren't made to go into the ring. So this device is adhesive. It sticks, applies directly to their skin underneath their gloves, much like the devices that they currently use. So with this device, as they're throwing punches and kicks, they're able to visualize their biometrics and the force of their punches and the speed of their punches, and relay it to their biometrics and their heart rate and their body temperature. So taking into account these devices, looking at the competitive landscape, there's two competitors that currently have a device for boxing. However, these devices are a little bit more cumbersome for these athletes to use. They tend to only work for boxing because of their makeup, so they're unable to use it for kicks. Whereas my device is adhesive, letting these athletes pretty much maximize their performance however they want, on their legs or on their hands. So also these athletes, as I stated before, are using fitness trackers. But what's the use of these devices if they can't take it into the ring with them where they really care about these metrics? So as you can see here, this is a pretty descriptive graphic. Another aspect of this device is being able to sense these athletes' hydration. These athletes are taking themselves to a place physically by dehydrating themselves to fit into a lower weight class. As you see on the left-hand side, that's what he cuts down to fight. And on the right is what he fought at one time at his natural weight. So this is also, you know, when these athletes are doing this, they're straining their bodies and basically taking their organs down to almost the level of failure. And that also ties into our roadmap, which I'll go into a little bit more. The patch becoming available for the athletes to visualize their performance, then integrating hydration functionality so they can take this device and take it through training all the way to the weight cut and visualize their hydration levels. But hydration plays also into concussion awareness. As they're depleting their bodies of fluids, they're also depleting that protective layer in their skull that protects their brain, so it's leaving them more susceptible to traumatic brain injuries. So building in concussion awareness and making this a complete tool so they can build optimal performance, health, and safety for these athletes. So the data, as well as this device's flexible form factor, allows us to tap into a couple of different revenue streams in a $50 billion combat sports market. So giving these athletes the ability to visualize their performance, selling this device to the trainers and the athletes. Also broadcast networks. As a fan, watching the fights, sometimes there's so much ambiguity in the fights, you don't know truly he won, but if they're able to give them, the fans, better education through data, It's a win for everybody, as well as the media, the same, being able to give that same education to their fans and to people that read their editorials, as well as research groups, being that that real-time tool, because currently all of the studies that they're doing are post-fight studies, so weeks out. We want to be that tool that they can see what's happened to these athletes in the ring and give them that full comprehensive picture to help these athletes in the athletes in the future. So I'm the founder, as I stated before, 5 years business analyst at Walgreens, also a graduate of UCF, marketing, finance, and sports business management. And for my software development, I have Biz4Solutions. They have over 21 years in software development. Fermatron Inc., a local hardware developer, building for Fortune 500 companies, the military, as well as entrepreneurs like myself. So my ask tonight is, if anybody has any experience, UI, UX, or any type of you know, sports science degree, or anybody that wants to help out with this cause for the athletes and for concussion awareness, please contact us or visit our site if you're an athlete yourself and you maybe want to try this technology. Or just see us in the lobby here on the right, or Canvas 5 days a week. I hope you guys will enjoy the rest of the presentations. Have a good night.
Now, I hope you've been enjoying the Accelerator podcast as we follow the starters in Starter Studio. It's very, very cool to be able to watch these starters grow, and you're going to continue to see them grow because of the help of a lot of mentors, teachers, and coaches. Now, these starters were selected because they showed the right stuff in episode one, and so they are getting Starter Studio completely pro bono. Now, this podcast is also pro bono to you. Now, Brian and I are thrilled to be able to produce this audio show. So all we ask in return is just simply your warm feelings toward the following corporate partners who make this all work. Thank you so much to the University of Central Florida, who does a lot of work in terms of supporting the growing entrepreneurial ecosystem throughout Central Florida. UCF is the number two largest university in the United States in terms of student population and in the top 15 in the category of most innovative. UCF is a great partner in education, technical resources, workforce development, and grant support, along with other noble missions locally, such as helping make Starter Studio happen with the support of the Office of Research and UCF Innovation Corps. Thank you. The other platinum partner this season that's helping this all work is the audit, tax, and business advisory firm Withum. And that's W-I-T-H-U-M. Now, they specialize in helping tech startups. They are the go-to firm for all things accounting and business consulting. If you are a startup, Withum is the go-to firm for you. Now, another partner we want to thank is the law firm Akerman. And of course, we want to thank our other sponsors, Envy Labs, Code School, and Corridor Legal. And of course, we want to thank our team, Greg Pollock, who's our founder, Donna McKenzie, the executive director of Starter Studio, and Melissa Wasserman, who's the director of programming and operations.
All right, guys. So Zook Music, the team from Zook, is literally Class 5's rock stars. They're not literally rock stars. So they brought a vibrancy and an energy to Class 5 that was absolutely contagious, which was really helpful, especially in the middle weeks when everyone could get a little down. So high energy is great, but rock stars have a reputation for going out and partying late at night. And instead, these guys in the wee hours of the morning could be found at Canvas, sometimes with a glass of wine, poring over spreadsheets and pitch decks, like literally Excel spreadsheets. So that must have been quite a change for them. But I am so proud of them. They have made amazing progress. They worked really, really hard. They worked very cohesively as a team, and they took full advantage of every opportunity that we put in front of them. So I'd like to introduce to you Ariel Cohen to tell you all about how awesome Zook Music is going to be.
Thank you, Melissa. All right, let's keep this going. My name's Ariel Cohen, and I'm the founder of Zook Music.
For those that don't know me, I've been creating music for the past 5 years. I've worked with various music studios and have collaborated with other artists, musicians, producers, and engineers around the country. But I was experiencing a huge problem. I was so frustrated trying to find reliable music professionals to work with who had the credentials I was looking for. It was taking me so much time to find the right people, and once I did, there was a huge lack of communication. Quickly, our music projects became very disorganized. I thought I was the only one with this problem, but it turns out I wasn't alone. After interviewing and speaking with over 70 music professionals and counting, I was not alone. I realized they had the same problems. We were coping by trying to use various tools and platforms that didn't fit our unique characteristics. That was until Zouk Music. Just to give you an idea, it's estimated that there are currently 84 million guitar players globally. That just accounts for guitar players and not the various other instruments and roles there are within the music industry. Zouk Music targets the 98% of music professionals that are up and coming. So when I recently graduated from the University of Central Florida, I decided to take action, applying my background in information technology to my passion for music to create Zouk Music, a collaborative network. Using Zouk Music, you can instantly discover reliable music professionals to work with in your area. You could then collaborate with them on any music project securely. Further, you can promote that music, and best of all, it's all within the same place. So I can talk about it, but let me show you an example. Right away, when you start discovering people on Zouk, you can search for the type of person you're looking for. In this case, let's say we're looking for a music producer. From there, you could select the specific genre of music you want to work with, and then filter from by the location of who's closest to you. Based on your unique search, a list of people on Zouk's network will populate. In this case, let's check out Mike Will. Right from Mike Will's profile, we can read about him. We could see his experience as a music producer, his upcoming shows, and most importantly, we could hear his music right then and there to determine if he's someone we want to work with. And he sounds pretty good, so we're going to go ahead and connect with Mike. Then we can facilitate a collaboration through Zouk. A collaboration is essentially our unique project management tool that targets the music industry and music projects. You can comment on the exact second within a song that you want adjustments and changes made. Further from that, you can track the progress of where you're at within the song process and how much time you have left to complete that. Once you do complete your song or your project, you could then facilitate a payment securely to the person you worked with, no matter where they are located. And then you could promote it and share your music with everyone on our network. And we're not just mobile. We're also on the web. So let me break it down a little further of how Zouk works. Our primary revenue stream comes from a subscription-based model. Anyone can join and have access to Zouk's network, but in order to use our unique collaboration tool, along with other benefits, such as industry opportunities, you must be a premium user, which is currently $9.99 a month, a small subscription fee. In addition to that, for each secure payment that takes place, Zouk takes a small transaction fee. We also want to help our users by offering them sponsored profiles where they can expand their reach of their posts and their music. And later on down the line, we're going to offer targeted advertisements. We have the team to pull this off. And now, in addition to us, we also have experienced advisors who have been helping us along the way. While our competitors focus on the interaction between the artist to the fans, Zouk Music focuses on the interaction from one music professional to another, which sets us apart from our competition. So tonight, I would like to announce that we've been working hard and we'll have our beta launching this fall, 2016. Thank you. Overall, music professionals are working each and every day, pouring their heart and soul into the music they make. Like many of us in this room, they're following their dreams and their passions. And guess what? They might be creating your next favorite song. Zook's mission is to create opportunity and jobs for underground music professionals. Right here in Orlando, we have up-and-coming music professionals who are excited and ready to take advantage of Zook's platform. So let's take a look.
Zook Music, Zook Music.
ZookMusic.com. Discover, collaborate, promote. Hi, my name is Josh Hastick. I'm an artist, engineer, producer, and I'm from New Jersey. Let's collaborate.
Hi, I'm Nicole. I'm from Jacksonville, Florida, and I'm always looking for new bands to promote.
I'm Keisha. I'm from Orlando, Florida. I'm an electronic music producer, and I'm looking for producers.
Hi, my name is Martin. I'm from St. Petersburg, Florida, and I'm looking for producers.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Pope. I'm from West Palm Beach, Florida, and I'm in artist development and management, and I'm always looking for new talent.
Zook Music. Music making made easy.
So tonight, if anyone in this room is a music maker or knows someone who makes music, come talk to us and let's get connected. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, you guys are in for a real treat. So when we let Mark Baratelli into Starter Studio, we knew that he would bring with him a fair amount of drama. And he did not disappoint. So I think Mark quit like 5 times, but we always were able to drag him back, and we were so thankful that we did. Mark's honesty and willingness to be vulnerable in front of a group let a lot of our entrepreneurs know that they were not alone in this journey. And his ever-changing sign on the Starter Studio wall, if any of you saw it, helped other entrepreneurs in the broader community understand that they also were not alone in this harrowing journey that is entrepreneurship. So he also managed to make us laugh a lot along the way. I promise, Mark, we were laughing with you, not at you. But he's the master of under-promise and over-deliver, although I promise tonight he's going to suck. He made me say that. So without further ado, please welcome our own, the one, the only, Mark Baratelli.
Small local food makers are not acquiring a national customer base. Of the 10 small local food makers I interviewed, the number who wanted to sell online and ship but couldn't was 10. Why has no one solved this problem before? Why am I addressing it now? I want to get small businesses a national customer base. I have 3 advantages over my competitors. My audience, both in person and online, which I will address later. My past history working with small food makers. And my 3 Orlando pop-up shops, the last of which went 5 days and brought in 1,275 people and made $20,000. The problem is, it's a hassle to ship locally made food goods nationally, and it's a hassle for small local food makers to run a full-time in-store business and a full-time online shipping business. The solution?
Big Box of.
It's a website that gets small local food makers a national audience by encouraging locals to shop local, then ship nationally. 75% of the 270 locals we surveyed wanted to do it. Then, once we launch in other cities, those locals can shop local and ship national too. We get the audience, we make the sales, and we ship the products. Big Box Of will sell products that small food makers already make and sell. Big Box Of will commission small food makers to create Big Box Of exclusive products. And again, Big Box Of will ship for the small local food maker who can't. The team. Mark Baratelli. Mark Baratelli created Orlando's first and the nation's first food truck tour, the Food Truck Bazaar. And for that, he was inducted into the 2015 Culinary Hall of Fame by the Orlando Sentinel, won the 40 Under 40 Award from Orlando Business Journal, was nicknamed Orlando's Food Truck Baron by the Orlando Sentinel, and the Pied Piper of Food Trucks by the Orlando Business Journal. Phil Baratelli is advisor and brother. Phil owns four companies, hundreds of heads of cattle, and is the guy right in the middle of the stock exchange ringing the ding-ding bell. Janine Klein is my assistant. She works 10 jobs, but knows how to FedEx things, so we're gonna... What makes me unique? Number one, exclusive products. For example, I am currently in talks with the nationally recognized local Orlando bakery, Blue Bird Bake Shop, to create an exclusive product. The Red Velvet Cupcake is their number one bestseller. Cookies ship easier than cupcakes. They sell cookies. So the only place to buy the Bluebird Bake Shop Red Velvet cookies would be
Big Box of.
Number two, I work with vendors who don't sell online. So the only place to buy these products online would be
Big Box of.
Number three, we sell packages of multiple items which are great for unique gifts. Think of it as the local Orlando Harry and David. How we make money. I charge a markup on each product. How will I acquire customers? I've spent the last 5 years running Food Truck Bazaar. We have lots of attendees every single week and lots of organically grown fans. I've also spent the last 8 years running Daily City, Orlando's original hyperlocal blog created in 2008. The blog also creates live events, and it also has lots of organically grown fans. I am not sharing this to brag. I am going to use all of these channels that I've built over the years to promote bigboxof.com. And we sure can use your help. I need interns to help me with the grunt work that I don't want to do. Starter Studio is making us stay on stage for 10 minutes after the show, so outside, wait for me if you want to talk with me. And for those who don't want to talk with me, I totally understand. I am, we are, she is,
Big Box of.
All right, so these are our teams. Can we please have a round of applause for all of our 8 starters? Guys, stand up. Stand up, starters. Come on, stand up. All right, we have got trophies for you all, so come on up on stage. We'd like to acknowledge you guys with a trophy for each of your teams, so come on up. And this is why Mark said y'all have to wait, but you can go on out and start networking now.
All right, we got them all? We done graduated them. Why don't we give one more round of applause for the fifth class of Starter Studio. All right, so you guys can go ahead and man your booths. So they're all going to be outside, so you guys can help them. This sort of thing is not just to showcase their amazing accomplishments in Starter Studio, but to get the connections they need to thrive. Even if it's one person, you think you might know somebody who'd be a good contact, please take a moment before you leave to grab a business card or talk to them. We could really have, they could use your help. Last few things, and then I'll let you go. I want to make sure you know about, listen to our podcast. Remember, I talked about this at the beginning. If you go to starterstudio.com, you click on podcast. We have our podcast. You can listen about the experience that all these guys went through, learn more about each of them. Also, don't forget about Back the Story for ArtReach. I know I'll be going here later today to donate some money for Art for a Great program and Back the Story. And I'm going to give money not only because it's a great cause, but I know I want to see what happens next. Don't you want to see what happens next? Lastly, I have to bring Donna and Melissa out, who did the majority of this work in this class and could not do it without both of them. I want to give them one more round of applause. This would not be possible without all of your hard work and passion. So thank you. All right. Now, don't forget, after party. We'll be heading there after, of course, you help them first, and then buy them a few beers, maybe. Thank you so much for coming and supporting the local Orlando tech community. Couldn't do it without you. Thank you for coming, and have a great night.
So after demo day, Josh Elledge sat down with Donna McKenzie and talked a little bit more about what's next.
What's next for the starters? So they've had demo day. Now what happens?
Yeah, class five, successful demo day. So most of them, if not all, will need money to continue going on. They'll need funding, which is true of most tech companies. They just, things have to move so fast that they require funding to keep going. If they don't, they'll get passed or they'll stagnate or they just have an inability to grow. So what we've done is we put together a fund, a community fund called Firespring Fund, to seed fund some of these companies. Unfortunately, we can't seed fund them all, but through a selection process, we choose some that we think we can make a difference. The objective is to get them investment ready and very attractive to investors. So we help them with traction, customer traction, revenue traction, that sort of thing, as well as get them ready to pitch to investors. So we also try to attract investors to come and look at these companies. We have a true investor pitch day that will be coming up in late September, October, where they'll be asking for funds.
Interesting.
Real money from these venture capital and angel investors.
So now being here in Central Florida, obviously we're not in Silicon Valley. So I would imagine that there are some peculiarities, but you know, there's certainly some sensitivities and certainly some things that a startup here is maybe going to have to do maybe a little bit more of, or kind of move in a different direction than, you know, if they're in the hotbed of, you know, an investor on every corner.
You're exactly right. You know, Florida itself is like less than 1% of all the seed funding that goes to companies or is here in Florida. So you can see we have a significant deficit to make up, if you will. So it makes it really hard for these companies to get the seed funding that they need. You know, if you have a rich uncle, then good for you, but most of us don't have that. So we have to look, you know, for other ways for seed funding. So many go off into funded accelerators in California and other places in Austin and Boulder in order to gain that funding. So it's one of the reasons we're really proud to have Firespring Fund here, because it's our first funded accelerator, meaning a second stage accelerator that's focused on growth and traction, but also gives money to the starters, seed money, so that they can have some more runway and find additional capital at the end. So the objective is to get additional risk capital invested in these companies.
Yeah. And can you kind of explain a little bit about the history of Firespring? Whose idea was it? How did it come together? And I think you've kind of illustrated the mission of it, but I'd love to get a little bit more understanding of organizationally, where does this come from and where does it go?
Yeah, so that's a really interesting question. So it's probably about 12 years in the making, if you want to do it honestly. So we've wanted to do this for a very long time. Kirsty Chadwick, who's on our board here, and I have been talking about it for a very long time. But we applied for an EDA grant in 2014, which we received in April of 2015.
And EDA stands for?
Economic Development.
A. Action.
Administration. which we received in April of 2015. So that, along with money from the City of Orlando, University of Central Florida, Rollins, and other community supporters, gave us the operating capital, if you will, to go out and raise a $5 million fund to seed these companies, these most deserving of companies that have, you know, gone through the hard work, like those in Starter Studio, that have, you know, they've done all their homework, they've interviewed, they've validated their product, and now it's time for their growth. And this gives the fuel for that growth, or at least the beginnings of the fuel for that growth.
Wow. So Now, there is a... Can you talk about the... There's a new class that's being put together, and I'm wondering if you can explain exactly what that is and how it's a little bit different from the Starter Studio class, Season 5, that we've been following.
Yeah. Yeah, so Class 5 of Starter Studio, Starter Studio takes founders as early as idea stage, and at the end of the 12 intense weeks, as we followed, gets them to a product that's ready to go to market. Mm. So that's the critical point, and that's where a lot of companies drop off. So Firespring Fund and Accelerator is intending to take up at that point in time. So they're ready to grow. They've figured out their business model. They've figured out their value proposition. They just need additional mentorship and additional capital to grow. And that's what Firespring Fund provides. So if you think about it, if you will, kind of a second stage accelerator, these companies are still very early, but they've got their product figured out and ready to go to market. Mm.
What would you say the biggest needs and or opportunities are for Firespring Fund right now?
So it's a $5 million fund that we have to raise. Mm-hmm. That means about over 5 years. So that means about $1 million a year. We're on track now, but we definitely need funds. So Firespring Fund is a 501c3. And what that means is every dollar that's given to the fund and the accelerator, whoever gives it gets a tax deduction for that contribution. You know, so every dollar counts. You know, we followed Melissa Wasserman throughout this process, and one of her going away gifts to us was a very generous donation to Firespring Fund. She set a great example because this truly is a community fund. Yes, we rely heavily on, you know, major philanthropists, but we also rely on the smaller contributions too.
Let's say I'm potentially going to make a contribution. I guess, what's the vision that I should see that would invoke a lot of generosity?
Great question. So if you're interested in growing a tech community, if you're interested in a new way of thinking about economic development, if you're interested in helping along that continuum of educating entrepreneurs, which can start as early as junior achievement, right? Mm-hmm. So if you just think about it as a continuum of that, if any of those things, creating an environment where we can keep our most talented people here, especially our technology talent, as we head into this century, I mean, we're early on. But, you know, it's going to be a knowledge economy and continue to be even greater reliance on that. So if we don't create environments where our really talented, smart people want to stay, then we don't have the chance to grow like we should. Hmm. So I think those are very compelling reasons to contribute to this fund to help make that happen. Because these, you know, technology workers, they like to be around really creative environments. They like to be around, even if they don't participate themselves in a startup, mm-hmm. they like to be around that type of environment because it just creates a lot of energy that you don't get otherwise. And all you have to do is go look at other tech hubs that have early stage companies in them. The energy is palpable.
So I guess I would just take this opportunity to encourage you that if you want to go from working in your basement or working in your bedroom closet, wherever it may be, and you don't want to do this whole startup thing alone, find a meetup and find this group of other startup entrepreneurs. Because I think what you're going to find is a lot of great peers and possibly mentors, people who can have that shared experience with you and can look at you and say, you're not in this alone. I know exactly what you're going through. And my brother, my sister, keep at it.
So I was so impressed with this whole group because, like, literally day one, you were a team. Like I haven't seen that before where, I mean, you came in, I said, hey, guys, we're Starter Studio. And you all were like, we're Starter Studio. We're class five and we're going to support each other. And I've seen that from you guys. And it's just very amazing to me. And I realized as I was leaving, and I'm very, very sad about that, that I was just thinking about it in the car on a drive, like trying to figure out what I'm going to do in Seattle and like next steps in my life, and realizing that you all have made me realize that this is what I get out of bed to do in the morning, to see companies make progress because you're working hard. So you come in here and you put it all on the table and you work your butts off and you make progress. And to see, like, every once in a while we'd come out of one of these meetings and I'd be like, oh my gosh, they're so much farther along. And it's just amazing to see. And it's just like, it's inspiring. And it's literally like makes me happy every day to come in here and see you guys making progress and working together to do it. Not only am I proud of them about Demo Day, these are real companies that will exist next week, right? Past Demo Day. And I'm really super excited that some of these are really, they're on a trajectory to do great things, right? And some of them, who knows what the trajectory is? They're working on something that may or may not go, but some of them are really, they're on to something that can take off, and that's exciting to see. Exciting to see. Exciting to see.
All right, everybody, that is it. Thank you for spending this time with us, for going along this ride. If you listen to just the end of this podcast, I would encourage you to go back and listen to the beginning and get to know the characters of the Starters. They're really interesting people, and they made huge progress in Starter Studio. Another thing I want to mention is go over to firespringfund.org and look into Firespring Fund, both if you're interested in maybe participating, but also if you are willing to help support the Orlando startup community. That is a great place to go. Also, if you have any interest in future episodes or future seasons of the Accelerator podcast, and you are interested in helping to support this podcast through sponsorship, you can contact Donna by emailing her at donna@starterstudio.com. You can also contact her if you have interest in participating in Starter Studio in the future. Finally, I just want to thank you from myself. I'm Brian Orr, and from your host, Josh Elledge. Thank you for giving us your time, and we hope to see you next time on Accelerator.